What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
We know he was working for Schwab based on his campaign. What was his campaign slogan? Build Back Better. Build Back Better is a plank, a phrase that came from Klaus Schwab describing the Great Reset.
Welcome to the Tipping Point Show. I'm Jimmy Evans. I'm so glad that you've joined me today. On today's program, I have joining me Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about his book and his documentary called Klaus Schwab, The World Economic Forum and the Coming Mark of the Beast. You're going to want to watch this show today. It is going to be phenomenal. Let me say before we go into this interview, we have our conference coming up on September 16th. It's going to be at Fellowship Church, Grapevine, Texas, 5 minutes from DFW Airport if you're flying in. It's part of the Metroplex. Pastor Ed Young is the pastor there. He is going to be at our conference, as well as Pastor Billy Crone, myself, Dr. Tony Evans. We have Dr. Mark Hitchcock that's going to be there. It's going to be also Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. It's going to be a phenomenal day. We want you to be a part of that. Go to endtimes.com and you can see there under conferences, the conference is coming up, and we have reserved seating this year. And so you'll go into, you'll see where all the available seats are. We have sections that have already sold out. So if you want the best seats, get on there right now. If you're a paid subscriber to endtimes.com, you get a 50% discount. If you're bringing a group of 10 or more, you get a 40% discount. And so the discounts are available. So we would love to have you be a part of this. But it's going to be a great conference, especially in the times that we're living in. We need this encouragement to come together, to understand the signs of the times and what's going on. Last year's conference was tremendous. This year's also going to be tremendous. We're expecting it to sell out. So go online to endtimes.com and get your ticket now. Bring some people with you. And if you bring 10 or more, you get a discount. But I have joining me today a special guest, Pastor Billy Crone. He's the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. In addition to being a pastor, he's a gifted author, conference speaker, and teacher. He's written many books on the end times and produced many documentaries. And today we're talking about his new book, Klaus Schwab, The World Economic Forum and the Coming Mark of the Beast. Billy, thank you for joining me again.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're a great friend, and you've been a conference speaker for us. You're going to be speaking again at this year's conference, and you've got a phenomenal topic, a new book that's coming out later that you're going to be talking about. But now you just have a gift of being able to take current events and to understand those in light of Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
So we're talking here about Revelation 13. There's going to be a mark of the beast.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the development of that. But you particularly, you look at Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, and you see what they're doing as setting all this up, right?
Oh, absolutely. And most people will get, when the people are starting to hear more about Klaus Schwab. They're starting to hear more about the World Economic Forum. But they may even realize that, hey, wait a second, as crazy as this is, they are using the COVID pandemic as the excuse to basically take over the planet economically.
Right.
They realize that that's one of the game plans with this Great Reset, he calls it. They're going to reset the world's economy. They're going to switch to a cashless society. So people are starting to catch on to that. What they're not catching on is the other half of that first half, and that is it's not just an economic reset. It's not just turning the global economy under their control in a cashless electronic society. They want to biometrically tie everybody on the planet into this cashless digital system that they can control all kinds of things, including buying and selling, which, where have I heard that before?
Yeah.
It's Revelation 13. And so I'm convinced that what these guys are doing, whether they admit it or not, know it or not, whatever, they're building the infrastructure.
Right.
For what God warned about 2,000 years ago, called the Mark of the Beast system.
So Klaus Schwab has a connection with Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so talk about that.
Yeah, well, he grew up in Hitler's world. If you ever wonder what Klaus Schwab is up to, what's really behind his agenda, just go back and do a quick study on Hitler. Do a study on the Third Reich, all the things that Hitler did and wanted to do if he had won World War II. And in a nutshell, I'm not joking, it's not hyperbole, that's what Klaus is now bringing to the whole planet. And it's not a surprise when you look at his background. He was born in Ravensburg, Germany. He grew up in Hitler's Germany. Klaus's dad, Eugene, was a friend of the Nazis. He ran a factory. He also helped the Germans to make armament and things of that nature. He also used slave labor, POWs, which brings to light his phrase, Picasso's phrase today for the planet, "You'll own nothing to be happy." Slave POW camp, slave labor person. But he grew up in that environment, and his dad, Eugene's company, again, won awards from the Nazis, a model company. So this is his background. He was there. He grew up in that environment thinking that this was a great thing. So in 1971, he begins to establish this thing. It was originally called the European Management Forum. And in a very short amount of time, in 1971, he was able to amass a lot of people from around the world. And then in the 80s, he changed it to what we have today, the World Economic Forum. And that began to tell you really what the goal was.
Right.
It wasn't just helping Europe with their management of their economic. It really is a plan for the world. And his plan for the world is to basically bring what Hitler wanted to do and the tyranny that he only got as far as Germany to the whole planet. Now, really what you should call what he's doing is the rise of the Fourth Reich. But you can't say that because it's too obvious, right? So I'm not joking. You'd think he'd scramble it up a little bit better. He calls his program not only the Great Reset, we're familiar with that, but the other term he uses all the time is called the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it really is the Fourth Reich, but you got to scramble it up a little bit. And basically his vision for the planet, I call it a Hitlerian vision, is he wants to, because after all, they're the elites, they have the power,
right.
They own everything and all that stuff, and it's their job to be stewards of the planet. And he even admits on tape that that's what they want to do. They're making the decisions to steer the planet. But what they want to do is they want to bring in this cashless economic system. They want to tie everybody into it with microchip technology. They'll control everything, buying and selling. He's really big on the brain chip, right? Which just happens to be one of the two places that people receive the mark, right hand or the forehead. In fact, if you want to watch this video, this is Klaus Schwab in 2016 admitting on tape that just like we get used to, we've gotten used to having microchips in our clothing to track our every move, the next thing is going to be a brain chip. But this is about a 30-second clip.
Great. Let's watch this.
Au bout de ça, on parle de puces qu'on pourra s'implanter. Ce sera quand, ça?
Certainement dans les 10 années à venir. Et d'abord, on va les implanter dans nos vêtements, c'est-à-dire wearables, comme on le dit. Et après, on pourrait s'imaginer qu'on les implante dans nos cerveaux ou dans nos topos. Et à la fin, peut-être il y a une communication directe entre notre cerveau et le monde digital.
But again, this is not a conspiracy theory. That's the actual interview. But he admits that just as we got used to having microchips in our clothes to track and tag, that one day, and he always seems to point to the head, the brain chip, right? And he did it himself. Now, here's what's wild. You're going like, well, maybe that was just a fluke. No. The very next year, 2017, at the World Economic Forum, he's interviewing Sergey Brin. Sergey Brin is one of the two co-founders of Google, who, by the way, is developing the AI.
Wow.
One of the AI developers who is going to run the back end of this matrix that they're building. Because you got to think about how are they going to, they're going to tie everybody into this cashless digital system, merge it all together, control people's buying and selling. It's on a global basis. You can't hire enough people to run the back end. Well, that's where AI comes in. AI is going to run the system. That's why they're big on AI, because it's superhuman.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So anyway, so he's talking in this interview with Sergey Brin, and he admits on it, he goes further deeper. And this is the next year, 2017. And he admits, he goes, and one day soon, and he waves to the audience. He goes, we're all going to get these brain chips. And then he goes further. It's not just the controlling what you're buying and selling. He says, and for instance, we will be able to know how, for instance, how you respond to this talk that Sergey and I are having right now in real time. Okay. But again, it's not a conspiracy. It's on tape. Watch this. Admit that plan.
There you go. Watch this.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable.
So again, it's not a conspiracy theory. This is why we love to share these clips, because you're talking about things that if you were to just have a verbal conversation with people, they look at you like you got some sort of tinfoil triangle hat on and you've gone off the deep edge. But this is why it's a lot more work. But we share the videos, and of course we transcribe them for the book. This is really what these guys...
And this is one of the things I appreciate, because in your books, you use their dialogue. You know, and you're showing what they have said, and then you're in your documentaries, and you and I've done a couple of projects together for Daystar, and you were showing these clips. This is what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's not made up.
No. And I liked what one guy had said. You go like, well, why would they tell you in advance? Because evil likes to brag.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm going, ooh, that's a good line. I have to use that. So, but the other thing too is these guys, I think they're so far along the trail. I think when they saw the response of people to readily give up their autonomy and freedoms with the pandemic, I think they were like, hey, this is the time to strike. You know, look at the response. You would think that people would put up more of a fit, and that didn't really happen. And so I think they're further along, so they're more confident that even though they're going to tell you what they do, you know, what are you going to do? Nobody's going to do nothing. And then they train people to think that once you start breaching these topics, oh, that's a wacky person, don't listen to them, you know, and things of that nature. But it gets even worse, because you're going like, okay, that was 2016. He talked about the brain chip, tied with your clothes. We got used to that. You're going to get a brain chip. Then he tells you the brain chip the next year with Sergey Brin was not just, okay, controlling the buying and selling, which is Mark of the Beast stuff.
Yeah.
But we're going to know your thoughts.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a second, they don't have the technology for that. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And that's out there. It's been out there for several years with these brain chip technology. Now, the concerning thing is you're going like, well, who in their right mind would do that? Well, they do what they always do. They pitch it as something that's going to be a panacea. It's going to fix all kinds of problems. Mm-hmm. If you would only get a brain chip, Pastor Jimmy, did you know that... you could no longer need a keyboard to send an email. You could do it with your thoughts. Wouldn't that be great? You're like, no. But here's my point. Think of the younger generations on down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going, oh, this is great. This is like an upgrade. And see, that's how they pitch it. It's human 2.0. It's an upgrade for humanity. If you just get this, you know, upgrade a chip in your head and give us access to your thoughts, it would be great. They're already pitching this as a, hey, people who are paraplegic, who've lost the use of their limbs, if you get a brain chip, you can get your limbs back. And so they pitch it that way. They also pitch it, well, hey, wouldn't it be great to operate machinery, fly a plane, and drive your car with just your thoughts, operate your appliances around your house with just your thoughts, you know? And so they're pitching it as it's a convenience, it's a medical saving device and all that stuff. The other thing that's crazy is they admit that this technology can not only monitor your thoughts, but it can erase your thoughts. You're going like, wait a second, who would sign up to have their thoughts erased with a brain chip? Well, here's how they're pitching it. The soldiers and other people who have PTSD,
right?
They just can't get over those memories.
Yeah.
Well, if you just get a brain chip, Pastor Jimmy, they could delete it. And wouldn't that be fantastic? And then they wouldn't have PTSD anymore. Or people, hey, that's an epidemic, depression. They just can't stop thinking these depressing thoughts and it just fills their bodies and their minds with depression.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we can delete it, okay? So you could see people like, well, maybe I could if it can get rid of my depression or PTSD. So as crazy as it sounds, they're marketing it very in a cunning way, just like Satan, he's cunning, to get people to go along with that. But the other thing too is it also, they admit it, they could, tell me the younger generations wouldn't want to do this. They said we could also download information into your brain, not just delete stuff, but download it. Now you're going like, wait a second, download instant information into your brain. I wouldn't have to take that college course. I wouldn't have to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anything that you want to know, let's say you say, hey, I want to know, I can't grow gardening, like I don't have a green thumb, I got a brown toe, I can't grow nothing, right? Well, hey, if you had a brain chip, you could buy this packet of information, download it, and you'll know everything there is about gardening, right? Military, they pitch it for soldiers on the field, that if we get the soldiers to get a brain chip, then we can instantly download battle information and things of that nature. But then again, you go to Hollywood. What does that sound like? If people are familiar with the Matrix movies, You had the Neo guy, what'd he do? They jacked him into the back of his head, into his cortex there. And then, of course, that famous scene where all of a sudden he's sitting there and he wakes up and he goes, I know Kung Fu, right? Yeah. That's not a movie anymore. That's what this technology, and let me give you one more. They freely admit that, there could be a fun side to this as well. They would not only be able to erase, delete, add, give you instant information, your thoughts, but we could access and control your dreams, your dream life. But here's how they're pitching it. You're like, what? And say, well, how's that gonna work? They're pitching it, I'm not joking, as a paid service. Like, are you tired of having a bad dream? Wouldn't it be nice if you could have a good dream once in a while?
People would buy that.
Thank you, exactly. See, that's how they're pitching it. And I'm not joking, yeah. I call it, what are you gonna offer it as? Dreamflix instead of Netflix? I don't know if they got a name yet, but I'm not joking. You could look Imprint right now, and there's companies that are jumping on the bandwagon because they see what's coming.
Oh yeah.
And so they can insert your dreams. You're like, wait a second. Who in their right mind, stop, take a deep breath here. Why would you give somebody access to your very thoughts? Because that's really what this is.
That's right.
So people need to realize that this brain chip, this biometric electronic cashless society that Klaus Schwab is wanting to bring to the planet, tied in biometrically in the hand or the head, that is true. And I believe it's the infrastructure for the Mark of the Beast system. But what they don't realize is it's even more than that. The buying and selling, I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord in Revelation 13, that talks about the mark, that's what it controls, the buying and selling. I think it could be a loaded term, if you will. But that's all God showed to fit, to show us that we need to know, it's buying and selling. But could it be even more when you understand this technology that will control the buying and selling? In that, it will monitor your location, it'll know exactly where you are. But listen, this is what I've been wondering, especially with these brain chips. The Bible says in Revelation 13 that the order goes out, that if you don't worship the Antichrist,
right,
and cohorts with the false prophet, that if you don't do it, you're gonna die. They're gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. This is on a global basis. So we have the technology to send out a global order for people to do something, a mandate, right? Worship the beast, right, in this context. But how are you gonna know whether people obey or not? How are you gonna know their location to take them out if they don't obey? But how are you gonna know whether they obey or not? Well, you go back to these brain chips,
yeah,
again, which is one of the two parts of the Mark of the Beast, the hand of the brain. They're going to know access to your thoughts, Pastor Jimmy. They will know, anybody that took this, they'll know exactly whether or not you worship, are worshiping the Antichrist or not. It'll also know your exact geolocation. They'll be able to take you out anywhere on the planet. So I'm starting to see that come into play. Now, as crazy as that sounds, let me give you one more disturbing thing. You're thinking, well, okay, there's no way in the world that's going to happen anytime soon. Because that is the most un-American, invasive thing of our privacy, to get access to our thoughts, let alone be tagged like an animal in the hand or the forehead. That's gonna, maybe other countries could fall for that, but it ain't gonna happen anytime here soon to America. Of course, I'm using sarcasm. No, this is the importance of Biden being in office right now. Biden is one of Klaus Schwab's favorite disciples.
Yes.
And you're like, no, come on, are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we know he was working for Schwab based on his campaign. What was his campaign slogan? Build Back Better. Build Back Better is a plank, a phrase that came from Klaus Schwab describing the Great Reset.
If you're watching on YouTube, I want you to become a subscriber here to endtimes.com. $7 a month, $77 a year. You get all of our podcasts, my podcast, Dr. Mark Hitchcock's podcast, all the articles.